Yesterday and Today, Chapter 2.
Thomas, Matt asked, did Tank install a secure phone line here yet?
Not yet. Richard said he was going to, but I have not heard from him.
Okay. I am going to run down to the store and make a phone call from there. We have no way to determine if our line is secure. Based upon some of the things that transpired, it is best to be cautious. If Mom comes home, tell her I will be right back.
Sure, Dad. See ya.
The phone booth was at White Spot Market, just a block away, and after 65 cents in coins, Tank answered. Hi, Tank. How's it going? Sorry to bother you on Sunday, but I need you to install two phones here, one at my house and the other at Richard's. Oh, by the way, we have a new client. Got the first month's retainer, and it will be for $1,000 a month. Not bad to start, and every bit helps. This client, I have a feeling, is going to grow into something large.
Who is the client?
Pathway Foundation.
Never heard of them. Where are they out of?
New York is the head office, and
how did you get this client?
Richard brought them to us.
Richard, this guy seems to get mixed up in a lot of shit. Is this for real?
Yes, perhaps too real for us. I need to get the crew together and discuss it ASAP.
Have you talked to the colonel yet?
Not yet. That is why I need the phone. This is taking all my coins. When can you come?
I will be there on Tuesday. Stay well. See ya.
Tank arrived at 2:45 p.m. Tuesday, November 22nd, without his sidekick Nails, I was glad. Hey man, getting a little larger, I see.
Why not Matt? No action for 2 weeks makes you lazy. Where do you want this phone? You know we have to limit these, otherwise Ma Bell is going to find the switches. If they do, some shit will come down.
These last two phones should make everything secure for us. I do appreciate what you do. Maybe you can show me how.
Matt, you don't have the contact inside Bell, and without the inside this will not work. Let me handle communications. You take care of the muscle.
No problem, just wanted to help.
How about you help me by showing me where you want this phone?
Come on in, Dorothy. You remember Tank? He is here for a visit. Maybe you can fix us a snack.
Sure. Hi, Tank. It is nice to see you. Everything all right?
Dorothy, everything is great. Matt just missed me.
Tank, Thomas is out with Richard now. We are going to put it in his room. He is going to help our team with some research project that Richard asked us to do.
Man, I dealt with his last research project. It cost me $55 to clean it up.
No problem, Tank. We are going to his house next and he will pay those expenses.
Where is he getting all this bread?
That info I will disclose when we all meet. I would like to set that up for right after Thanksgiving.
Matt, let's test the phone. Use your other phone to call this number. The phone works fine now. Write the number here so both you and Thomas will remember it. Tell Thomas to only use this for priority business and don't give the number out.
Hi, Marion. Is Richard there?
No, Matt. He and Thomas went for a walk about 30 minutes ago.
Marion, this is Tank, one of our team. He is here to put a secure phone in for Richard. Is it okay to go to his room?
Hello, Tank. It is my pleasure. Please come upstairs. I will show you his room. It's messy, but he does not want me cleaning up in there.
Tank, put the phone here by his desk.
No problem. But I am going to have to run a line in from the box outside. He has no terminal here.
Need my help?
No. I can handle it. Why don't you go home and see our lunches made? I need food, man.
Marion, Tank is going to be a while. I'm going to the house and get our lunch. If Richard comes back, let him know Tank is here. They are old friends. As I was walking back to his house, I saw Richard and Thomas walking toward the house, so I waited until they came up to me. Hey, Richard. Tank is in your room installing a secure line for you. Thomas, you have a new secure phone in your room now. Keep it private. Thomas, Richard, you come back with me. Lunch will be ready in a few.
Okay, Dad. And thanks for the phone.
Richard, please make a check for $55. Tank spent his own money cleaning up some mess in New Haven. Just make it to cash and give it to him. Is that okay?
How much do the phones cost?
I will let you know about that later. I phoned the colonel on Saturday the 25th, early at 6:30 a.m., hoping to catch him sleeping or whatever. I assume that Vanessa is still there. Yes, was his abrupt answer. Hi, Colonel, Matt here. Hope I did not wake you.
Matt? Of course not. I have been up for 2 hours now. I am just doing some writing.
You sure sound sleepy for being up so long.
Matt, cut the shit. What's up?
Need to get the team together and discuss a new project for a new client.
Is this a paying client? Or another freebie?
The last one was not free. You got well paid, didn't you?
Matt, I said. Cut the shit. Yes, I am not complaining. What is this?
Richard has some backers and they formed a new non-profit foundation, Pathway Foundation, offices out of New York. He gave us $1,000 per month retainer and needs a contract. These non-profits require documentation of every dollar they spend.
Yes, I know that, Matt. What is the project?
Extremely sensitive, Colonel. It is best we discuss that in person only, which is why we all need to meet.
When and where?
ASAP, Colonel, your call on that tank is at my house now. Monk and Kong are in Virginia.
Matt, let's meet at the boat again. That is secure and central to all of us. I will contact Monk and Kong, since Tank is there now. How about we set it for next Tuesday?
Colonel, that will work for me. What time?
Vanessa and I are going to be in New York to do some Christmas shopping. We are going to stay in Virginia Beach. It is about a 2-hour flight to New Bern. Let's plan at 11 a.m., okay?
That is fine, Colonel. I will bring lunch.
Bring more of the pork you made last time. I took a small piece home and Vanessa almost tore my hand off for it.
I will try, but that shit takes about 12 hours to prepare.
What the heck, Matt? You're not doing anything else, are you?
You told me to cut the shit. You also. Richard will be there with Tank and me. You and Vanessa, I assume you are bringing her, Monk and Kong. That is 7.
Matt, the boat won't sink. Just bring enough food. You know the men eat like pigs.
Colonel, I have 2 new phone numbers for you. This is at my house and this is at Richard's. Tank is there to put these secure lines in, believe me, with this assignment. We are going to need them. See you on Tuesday. One more thing, Colonel. Tank asked if we could all be issued beepers. With this new account, we have extra funds. I am bringing a check for $1,000 on Tuesday.
Matt, that sounds like a good idea. Have Tank take care of it.
Tank, I talked to the Colonel. We will meet up next Tuesday in New Bern. Can you meet here and drive down with me? Better yet, can you stay here Thanksgiving and then go?
Thanks, Matt, but I have to get home now. I can come back Monday and give you a hand, though.
Sounds good. Colonel said it is okay to go ahead and purchase 6 pagers, one for each of us. I will deposit Richard's check into my account, then write you one for the pagers, the balance, give to Colonel on Tuesday. That way we can give them out at the meeting. He also insisted I make one of those smoked pigs. Oh yeah, it was Monk that was here for that. Monday we can smoke it and have it ready for Tuesday. The Colonel is bringing Vanessa with him.
Is she still with him up there?
Tank, I doubt if he will let her leave even if she wanted to. I think he is hooked. They are going Christmas shopping in New York this weekend.
Good for him. From what I hear, she is a looker.
A looker and a half, man. She is damn gorgeous. Thanks for the phones. Here, take this check. You know what to get better than I do. See you Monday. Have a good trip, Richard. Hi, Matt here. The meeting with the Colonel and the crew is set for next Tuesday. We need to leave at about 9:30 a.m. I'm making another pig. Maybe you can help on Monday.
Love to Matt. I will come over at about 2 p.m. if that is good. What are you all doing for Thanksgiving?
Have to talk to Dorothy about that and let you know. Thanks for asking. Dorothy, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Richard asked me, and I told him I would talk to you.
Honey, you have been too busy lately. We are having friends up from Columbus, I told you weeks ago. Besides, Marion told me that the pastor has invited some out-of-town conference members to dine with them.
Dad, is it possible for you to drive me to Chapel Hill today?
Why? What you need over there?
This project on the BIS that Richard gave me. I called the University of North Carolina's school library, and they have a comprehensive report I can read, or copy. It should only take me less than an hour once there, and it is only about 38 miles from here. If you can't today, tomorrow is okay.
Why not, Thomas? We should be back by noon or so. Let me tell Dorothy. You have all you need?
Sure, Dad. I am ready to fly.
Thomas, tell me about these tests you have been taking, the ones Richard gave to you.
Dad, all the time Richard was at Duke, he copied all his work. I was able to take all the exams just as if I was there. Not officially, of course, but I learned the same as he did.
What subjects was Richard taking?
He was first interested in English and psychology, But then I became drawn to the sciences, heavy emphasis on applied mathematics.
What interests you the most, son?
Psychology. It seems the most important.
How is that?
Populations are manipulated by the information they receive, whether in school, home, churches, or the various media. I want to learn how they are able to control people's thoughts and beliefs. It is only if we know what techniques they use to manipulate thinking that we can, as you intel. People say, determine countermeasures. For example, you were recruited into the airborne, you served your time, and then they brought you back to fight in Korea. Did you at the time believe that the war was noble and was to save America from the evil of communists?
Yes, that is what we were told.
Did you believe it?
At first I did. It was later, when maybe I became wiser, that I understood that war is never for a noble purpose. War is for either conquest of territory, the nation's resources, or profit from the war itself.
Dad, that is my point. Someone has to sell. Convince people to willingly send their sons to die for a perceived noble purpose. The people would rebel if they were told the truth. We need your boys to fight for our drugs, or for oil, or copper, you know what I mean. That is why in history, wars were fought by mercenaries. They were paid. Most were foreigners, who could not care about the purpose of the war, only it was for their profit. They were allowed to pillage and keep whatever spoils of war they could. I want to be the counter voice of the truth, letting people know inside their minds the true purpose their sons are being asked to die for.
Thomas, you make me very proud. The path you seek is dangerous, and these people do not want the truth told.
Yes, I realize that Richard and I believe that only the church can be the center of truth, as it was meant to be. Remember the words of our Lord, Jesus Christ, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That, son, is how it should be. But what you will find is that getting the churches to preach the duties and responsibility of Christians will be difficult. Most churches only desire to build or keep congregations. They will be afraid to ask men to actually do something. It is much easier to pacify them and say, God loves you as you are. Church leaders are now more politicians than preachers.
Dad, nothing is easy, but you have to try or accept whatever is put in front of you. I don't choose to do that, am I wrong?
No, Thomas, what you speak is the truth. I admire your purpose and I will always support you. Here, we are at the university. Thomas, did you know that the University of North Carolina, here at Chapel Hill, was the first public university in this nation?
No, I didn't, Dad. When was it founded?
It was founded in 1789 by William R. Davis, born of Scottish parents, who moved to the Carolinas when he was 8 years old. William Davis was a cavalry officer under George Washington. He served on the university's board of trustees from 1789 to 1807. Very interesting man. I have a book on him at the house I will give you. Where is the Wilson Library?
Not sure, Dad, but we can ask anyone walking around. They will know. There, a groundskeeper. He will know. Hello, can you direct me to Wilson Library? Sure. Just go down Raleigh Street, you can't miss it. There, Dad, the Wilson. It is the central library on campus. They have several others. When they entered the library, everyone was looking them over. A young man in a wheelchair with a man that looked like a huge bodyguard. They went over to the counter. Hi, I am Thomas Nelson. I called about a report on the BIS and was told it was available.
Do you have a student ID? The lady asked.
No.
Sir, only students or faculty can check out books or paper.
Yes, but they said I could copy it for a research project.
That is correct. There is a copying machine located at the side by the F-stacks. Here is the location of that report. Make your copies and return the report to this desk.
Dad, this report is 28 pages. I am certain this will cover most of what Richard needs. They have one of those new Xerox machines here. Do you know how to do this?
Yes, let me have it. We can remove the staples and put the entire report in this feeder. Thomas, why not make two copies and give one to Richard? You keep one for your files.
Good idea. This machine was fast. In less than 2 minutes, they had 56 pages copied. Once finished, they headed back to the front desk. "Here is the report. I need to staple it."
"That's fine. We will do it. The copies will cost you $7.90.
"Thanks, Dad. You know I don't have money yet, but soon I will. Let's go home."
"Thomas, you have been silent for an hour now. That report must be interesting."
"Dad, it is more than interesting, it is intriguing. This BIS, Bank of International Settlements, is not a bank in the normal sense. They do not accept deposits, but they are the administrator of all central banks' gold accounts. It seems that Nazi Germany, when it conquered a nation, took over the central bank of that nation and transferred all the gold bullion into their own central bank, the Reichsbank. This was all done through the BIS, with the rest of Europe approving this theft of billions of dollars in gold bullion. It appears that even during the war, the Allies continued to support the BIS and approved of these transactions. Very strange ongoings. No wonder Richard was intrigued. Looks to me like everyone just wanted a piece of the pie, no matter whose pie it was. Richard always told me that nothing is as it seems. This certainly confirms that. I can't wait to go over this with him. Dad, please drop me off at Richard's house. I will come home when we have digested this report."
"Sure. We are here now. Let me help you out. Richard must have seen us. He is coming outside now."
"Hey, Matt. Hey, Thomas. Your mom said you were on your way. I was just going to your house."
"Richard, we went to Chapel Hill to get a report on the BIS. Here is your copy. I want to go over it with you."
"Matt, let's go to your house. It is easier for Thomas to navigate there. Thomas, this is a goldmine of information. Excuse the pun. The point that jumps out at me is the original charter members of the bank, Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, two banking syndicates representing both Japan and the United States. That syndicate was headed by J.P. Morgan and First National Bank of New York, along with 105 of their banking allies. The United States as a nation was not a member, yet the power lay with the U.S. banks. The president of this new bank was an American, from 1930 until 1946. Here is an important fact. The bank charter states that the bank, its property and assets, and all depositors and other funds entrusted to it, shall be immune in time of peace and in time of war, from any measure, such as appropriation. Clearly, those involved in writing the charter were planning for a new world war. These American banks ensured that the interests of the Rockefeller and Rothschild families would profit from any possible outcome. Those interests held power over the U.S. military and the U.S. state debt. Thomas, thank you once again. You have been a great help. Now I will be able to complete the report I need for Yale.
Tuesday morning, November 28, 1960, at 8 a.m. I started to pack the car for the drive and meeting in New Bern. Tank had left for his morning run about 45 minutes ago. I let Thomas sleep as I knew he wanted to be a part of this meeting, but it was best he stayed behind. I put half of the smoked pig in an ice chest, along with 4 loaves of fresh French bread, and the sauce for the pig. The boat was equipped with everything else needed. As soon as I finished, Tank came running up the driveway and said, "Let me help." "No need. The car is loaded. Let's get some coffee. Pick up Richard and split." Dorothy had coffee and some biscuits ready for them, which Tank devoured in 5 minutes. "Thanks, honey. We will be back at about 5 p.m. I gave her a big hug and kiss.
Richard was waiting for us at the curb. Matt pulled up and I jumped into the rear seat. "Good morning. Are you all ready for some adventure?"
"Richard, every day with you is an adventure. My dog keeps asking me, how are you?"
"Hey, Richard, you are going to see an old friend today."
"Who is it?"
"She is a very beautiful young lady."
"Oh man, is Vanessa coming?"
"Yes, she will be there. She has been staying with the Colonel since the incident in D.C.
"Lucky guy, this Colonel. I took Kathy, the mom, home with me, and he got the babe."
"You are too young for that much woman, Richard."
"Yeah. Well, I will be 21 in 2 weeks. That is old enough, is it not?"
"Just a joke, Richard. No offense meant."
It was 10:35 a.m. when we pulled into the marina and saw the Missy Lou tied up down by the bridge. Matt knew where the key was, and we loaded our gear aboard as Matt started her big diesel engine.
"Tank next to the reefer in those cupboards. Bring out the plates, glasses, and silver. Richard, please help set the table for 7. Colonel is bringing Monk, Kong, and Vanessa. so we will need 7 setups. They will be hungry.
Colonel, Vanessa asked, is that the boat where that blue car is parked?
Yes, dear, I see the men are there already. Matt always wants to be the lead.
Hey all, glad you could make it, Matt yelled out as they exited the car. How was your flight?
Matt, you don't want to know, said Kong. Never again will I get in a plane the colonel is flying. The winds were 45 miles an hour, direct crosswind, and downdraft over 1,000 feet per minute. I thought I would barf, but I could not, as I was too busy praying.
Come on, Kong. You have had it worse. At least you were not getting shot at.
Forget that. Just come aboard and let's have some chow.
I came out, and when Vanessa saw me, she ran, jumped aboard, grabbed me around the neck, and kissed me square on the lips. I was certainly not pushing her off, and hugged her as hard as I could. Matt watched the colonel, and he was not smiling.
You seem a little tense, Colonel, said Matt.
Screw you, Matt. I had a difficult flight. Come on, Vanessa. Let's eat.
Finally, she pulled herself away from my arms and came to the table beaming.
I am hungry, and this looks delicious. Pass me some of that smoked pork. Matt, is this the same as you sent home with the colonel?
Monk was smiling that impish smile as he watched me go to the head to cool off.
Richard, don't you have any wine on this ship?
No, Matt said, but we have some soda. Would you like some?
Yes, I would like a glass. Anyone else? To Richard, may all good things come to you. We would not be here together were it not for you. Thank you, Richard.
That half a pig we brought was nothing but bones in about 30 minutes, and the fresh bread was gone before that.
Vanessa, honey, please clear up these dishes while we talk business.
Sure, baby, be happy to.
Now, men, said Colonel, let's talk. Richard, tell us about this Pathway Foundation. Who is it, and what is its mission?
Well, I and 2 other men are the directors. I am the sole officer and have 1 vote on the board. The foundation is perpetual and funded by the initial capitalization of $50,000. It receives the dividends of the 1,000 shares assigned from both IBM Corporation and General Electric. The foundation can solicit donations and make contributions to anyone. I direct as long as the contribution made is under $5,000. I need no approval. The only mandate is that the foundation not engage directly in political activities, as it is founded for religious purposes.
I understand, Richard. Tell me, what religious purpose do you ask our help in?
Colonel, I believe the freedom of our nation and its people is a religious matter. I believe there exists, in America today, people who want the church silent, who in fact wants the Christian church abolished. Our nation was founded upon faith in God to advance the Christian faith. The first governing document made when the settlers first came to our shores is called the Mayflower Compact, which states, in the name of God, amen. We, whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King, Defender of the Faith, etc. Having undertaken for the glory of God and advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our King and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia. Do by these presents, solemnly and mutually, in the presence of God and one another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic, for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof do enact, constitute and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions and officers from time to time, as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord King James, of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. This document and our Constitution are extremely clear that this was to be one nation under God. That, Colonel, is the purpose of the Pathway Foundation, to redirect this nation back to our founding principles.
Richard, you want to bite a big apple. Now let's get specific, Matt. Here did not ask for a meeting of the entire team to hear you preach. What is this about?
Colonel, I was able to help Senator Kennedy with his campaign. I persuaded some of the highest-ranking colored leaders, including Martin Luther King Jr., to support him. They all did, and Kennedy believes this swung the election for him. Here is a copy of the letter he gave to me via his brother, Robert Kennedy. Some of the people who enabled me to attend YALI and help it fund this foundation did not want Kennedy elected. Nixon was, and is, their man. I was ordered not to do anything to assist his campaign. I may be young, but I do not care to have anyone tell me what I must do. That is what God gave us, free will. After the election was over, I was told that even though I had helped Kennedy, it put me in a position they could use because I was granted access. I was also told that they had appointed their man to be Kennedy's national security advisor, one McGeorge Bundy. I am very naive in politics, but is it not the prerogative of the new president of the United States to appoint his own team? The impression I got was that if Kennedy does not go along with the status quo, he will not be in the job for long. I also know that Johnson, who he was forced to take as vice president, hates him, and he is not someone I would want to mess with. Here is what I asked of your team. I want to know, who are they? Who is the one that can appoint their man without the approval of the president? That kind of power is far beyond our Constitution, and it is what Jefferson warned us about. I believe those same people are the ones that will force this nation to another war in Southeast Asia. Who and why is what I seek. Colonel, is this within the scope of your team? And do you want to take this on?
Shit, Richard. If these people can appoint the National Security Director, that means they have existing control over the CIA and most likely the FBI. Are you trying to get us all killed?
No, sir. Just trying to find answers is all. I certainly do not want any of you in harm's way. Sorry.
I am also sorry. It is a very interesting proposition. Matt said you had paid him a retainer of $1,000. That correct?
Yes, sir. If you require more, it is okay with me.
Matt said you required a contract. I understand the need for one. However, that puts you and us at risk.
How so, sir?
People are going to be looking at everything you do. Every check you write, every dollar you spend. Your bank account is with, I suppose, one of their banks.
Yes, sir, it is with Chase.
Chase. That is the Rockefellers for shit's sake. They are at the top of the heap in control. If our agency shows up on just one check, we're all screwed. We will be investigated and put on a watch list. Nobody will talk to us. Doors will close and they will know you are an enemy. I don't believe you really know why you were given this foundation to run. It could be just a test to see how you operate, and perhaps someone has plans for you in the future. I would be very careful if I were you. You said there were three directors and two were needed to approve transactions over $5,000, correct?
Yes, sir. That is how it is set up. If one of the directors is unable to serve the board, I alone can appoint the new director. Then I will have total control.
That is for the future. Today they still have control. What about your salary?
No restrictions, as long as I don't spend over $5,000.
Where is your office?
Don't have one yet. It is not necessary at this time.
How do you like Alexandria, Virginia?
I like it. I have a friend there.
Well then, we solved the problem. Yes, Richard, we will work with you. I have a friend who owns a commercial property in Alexandria. You will rent an office space from him. Your rent will be $1,700 per month. It's a very nice office. Of that $1,700, $1,200 will be paid to our agency for security. Will that work for you?
Heck yes. When can I move in?
Matt, do you still have Richard's check for $1,000?
Yes, I do, Colonel. However, I gave my check to Tank for beepers.
How much were the beepers? Colonel asked. Tank opened his bag and brought out 6 pagers, one for each of us. I paid $425 for these. Colonel pulled out a stack of bills and counted out $425. Matt, tear up the old check. Richard, make a new check for $1,700, payable to Advanced Properties. I will have a lease sent to you in New Haven. Richard, why don't you and Vanessa take a walk around the marina so we can talk in private? Our deal is done and you have this team. Whatever you need, let Matt know. He will be the one to communicate with you.
Vanessa, did you bring a coat? It's cold out now.
Yes, I have a sweater in the car. Let me get it.
We went to retrieve her jacket from the car. Vanessa, coming close to me, whispered,
I knew you were special when you handled Kathy in the way you did. and also the way you directed me. But now I see more in you than I could have imagined. You know, I am with the Colonel now, and I really care for him. If I was not with him, I could only wish to be with you. I liked you from the moment we met on that elevator, and I know you liked me. You could not stop staring at me since you kissed me for the first time. I hope the Colonel did not notice. Here, take my hand, and let's just walk around and dream a little.
Well, men, what do you think? Is this something I should have agreed to do?
Kong spoke up. Colonel, I see this matter in three parts. Who controls the security agencies? Who appoints the cabinet officers and advisors? Who is pushing the war in Southeast Asia, and why? How are these parts connected?
Kong, that is very astute. I could not have stated it any better. So let's break this into teams. Kong and Monk handle the first. Matt and Tank handle the second, and I will handle the third. I think this uses our best assets. I am very leery about communications when we are involved in matters of this nature. Let's meet once per month, on the 10th in Virginia. I will let you know where it will be convenient for all. Each team keeps your own notes. If there is something that cannot wait, only then call me. We must not have regular phone calls. I know Tank has put in secured phones, but even those rely on his contact inside Bell, and that can be compromised. Each team will be paid on the 10th, $400 plus expenses. I know it's not much, but I have a feeling it will grow like a good tree does. I don't have to tell you, men. This must be done on the QT. We cannot expose ourselves or Richard. Okay, men. Let's tidy up this boat and get to work.
Colonel, we will see you on the 10th of December. Or do you want to hold over until January, as it is now the end of the month?
Good question, Matt. Let's meet next on January 10th. That gives us more time to get some initial work done. With the holidays coming, a lot of our contacts will be away.
Come on, Tank, let's find Richard and head home.
Matt, I see Richard and Vanessa up towards the boat slips, and from their look, we better hurry. Vanessa seems to be in a lip lock.
Hey, kids, time to go. Say your goodbyes. The Colonel is waiting for you, Vanessa. Richard, what the hell was that? You know that Vanessa's with the Colonel, don't you?
Yes, Matt. She was just thanking me, that's all.
She must have been very grateful from what I saw. Richard, we now have the teams set up that will investigate your concerns. Not only about Kennedy, but the war issue, too. Don't let a woman get in the way or this whole shit will fall apart. Understand?
Matt, it was nothing. Sure, I like her. But not the way you think. Just, she is kind of special to me. You know my life has changed since I met her. She feels the same as all.
Okay, let's get home. Tank and I will be heading the issue of the security agencies and who behind the scenes is in control. The teams will meet January 10th to confer on our findings. You will receive the initial report after that.